Hi, I am your friend Kristen Schaefer. Welcome to Conversations with My Sisters. I'm so glad that you hit play on this podcast today because right now there is something that you need, something that you want. Maybe it is a lighter heart, some help with your kids, or a cheerleader to see you, encourage you, and believe that you can do it. At this table where my sisters and I have casual conversations about meaningful topics, your time will be appreciated. I know that you value your time and you invested in things that can improve your life. You are interested in being happier and helping your family members be happier. If you like what you heard today, you will share it with someone. And this is a great responsibility for me to live up to. I'm just a regular mom, but I was blessed to have an extraordinary mother, Lorraine Johnson Aldridge. She was loving. She was devoted to her children, her husband, and God. She had the motto, do your best, and would repeat that to us often as we would go to school in the morning. She is a faithful example to many people all around the world. My dad, he provided well for our family. He taught us the gospel of Jesus Christ and was involved in our lives. He encouraged us and set an example of faith and hard work. Now, I was the oldest, and as some of you know, have 10 younger brothers and sisters. I used to be the fastest, the tallest, and the smartest, but not anymore. My 10 brothers and sisters have all passed me up. They're all faster. Some of them are taller, and they're all smarter than I am. I have learned so much from my 7 sisters and 3 brothers. They inspire me every time I am around them. During this first episode, I'm going to introduce myself, and you'll get to know the rest of them in future episodes. I grew up in Arizona as the oldest of 11 children, and my family was the center of my life. I loved being the oldest. A lot of people asked, how can you stand it? Or they would feel sorry for me. But I know that I was blessed with certain gifts and desires in my life before this that fed me, that drove me to loving and helping and serving in the home at a very young age. I went to BYU, Brigham Young University, and majored in elementary education, after which I served a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Dallas, Texas. I remember when I opened up my call, was skimming ahead because I wanted to go to Bolivia, which at the time was the most dangerous place in the world. My goal was to go to the most dangerous place in the world. As my eyes skimmed forward ahead of my mouth, I saw the word Texas. And I thought, how funny, this letter is coming from Texas, which of course was not the case at all. I was called Dallas, Texas, and it took me a while to get used to that call, but oh, how I loved my mission. It taught me so much. I met and married my sweetheart, Duncan Schaefer, who was also my first kiss. That was not planned, but ended up being the case. Together, we've raised 5 different and fantastic individuals. As far as faith is concerned, I have also been blessed, but not because I've had this constant close relationship with God. I've been blessed because I've had the resources and the desire to nurture my relationship with my Heavenly Father and my Savior Jesus Christ consistently and effectively throughout my life. Like Jody Moore says, our present circumstances are due to the thoughts we think, the feelings we feel, and the actions we take. I'm acting on inspiration right now. We have been commanded to hear the voice of our Savior Jesus Christ, to seek personal revelation through prayer and scripture study. As I was kneeling the other day, asking the Lord how I can help young mothers similar to my daughter, how I can also help to gather Israel, which is the most important thing we could be doing, I had the idea come to my mind that I could have a podcast for young mothers. Now, I immediately knew I do not have all the answers. But I reflected on how between my sisters and I, we seem to have quite a few. 2 weekends ago, I had the privilege of going to Quincy, Illinois to attend the premiere of the symphony, City of Refuge, that my brother-in-law, Nathan Seaman, composed. It was part of a larger community experience, including a symposium, commemorative event at the shore of the Mississippi River, and then finished off with a beautiful concert, including his symphony. I learned from Nathan that when we receive inspiration, we can follow it, rely on Jesus Christ to accomplish the commandment that we receive from our Heavenly Father, and then make a difference. Nathan is a wonderful example of this. And I know that many and many of you have also experienced this miracle in your lives. Now, it is not easy to toot your own horn, and I don't plan on tooting mine, but I can definitely toot the horns of my sisters and my parents. Let's talk about goals. There are SMART goals. We all know about these kind of goals. S stands for specific, M for measurable, A for achievable, R for realistic, and T for time bound. An example of a SMART goal for me was when I decided to go back to school and get a master's degree in education. It was specific because since my husband is a professor at Arizona State University, I would get the benefit of free schooling, and I would take advantage of that specific outlined program that they have for education masters. It was measurable because, of course, I'd be having assignments and grades and then accomplish all the requirements. It was achievable. Many people had done it before me. It was realistic. I started it right after COVID. Maybe it was during COVID. Yeah, we were still in lockdown, I think, when I started it. And it was realistic. And it was time bound. I wanted to accomplish it within a year's time. Well, I did it. That was a SMART goal. Then there are wild goals. And I was taught wild goals by Jody Moore in one of her podcasts. W stands for willing to stink at it. Okay, now this podcast is a wild goal. I am willing to stink at it. I am really putting myself out there. I've never done a podcast before. I don't even know if I'm good at it. How am I going to be good at it if I've not even tried or practiced? So there, W is taken care of. I'm willing to stink at it. I stands for impossible. Okay, an impossible goal. For me, this seems appropriately impossible. So I'm going to go for it anyway. What do I want to accomplish? I want to help gather Israel. I want to bring young mothers in the trenches closer to Jesus Christ, because it is Jesus Christ who helped me, comforted me, loved me, encouraged me through the hardest times and days of my mothering and of my marriage. I could not be who I am today, nor survived some of the hardest days in my mothering as I did because of Jesus Christ. Having a podcast has always sounded interesting to me. I've listened to so many podcasts. You are like me, a kind of person who wants to improve. And so we take advantage of the free resources that are available to us. And we also love podcasts. We share podcasts with our friends and family and listen to podcasts that are referred to us by our friends and family. Having this podcast is compelling to me because I've never done it before and because I know how much podcasts have helped me. And I hope if there's anything I can do to help another person, that maybe this could be a vehicle to do so. Now, that's W, willing to stink at it. I, impossible. L stands for let it be easy. I am making this podcast in the easiest way I can figure out. I'm just talking into my phone. So here we go. I'm open to the capacity that will be made available to me as I go for it. So I'm just letting it be easy. And last, D, do it for fun. I'm not doing this to make money. I'm not doing this to get famous. I'm just doing it for fun. I think that I am capable of doing something wild and crazy, and I just want to have fun while I do it. I would like to close with this idea that all things are made possible through Jesus Christ. My podcast is made possible through Jesus Christ. My parenting was made possible through Jesus Christ. Your parenting, your marriage, your happiness is possible because of Jesus Christ. Believe in Him. He is real. How do I know that He's real? I remember when I was 12 years old at girls' camp. Because I'm the oldest, I didn't have any older siblings who had gone to girls' camp before me. I didn't know what it would be like. I was a little bit scared, and I hadn't been away from home very much without my family. So this was a new experience. Besides, that was before there was an actual camp that we went to. So we were camping, like in tents at a campground where we cooked everything in a fire ring. And that was very, very much a primitive experience. In addition to that, we had recently moved from one neighborhood and ward to another one. And so the girls in my young woman's class were fairly new friends for me. I remember one particular day, I felt like I was being singled out. I know that they weren't planning on making fun of me, but I felt like they were making fun of me. I was feeling particularly sad and lonely. For some reason, up to that point in my life, I knew that I could go to the scriptures and feel better. So I went to the tent by myself. I opened up the Book of Mormon. I could have opened up the Bible as well, because I've done it many, many times and have been fed and loved through the Bible as well. But I opened up the Book of Mormon and began to read. And as I read, the words and the spirit that came from the words filled me with love. I knew that Jesus Christ loved me. I knew that I was special, and I wasn't alone anymore. Because of that experience of opening up the scriptures and immediately feeling God's love, I have returned to the scriptures over and over and over again to be filled with God's love. God is real. I have felt Him. I have felt His love, and I have felt His redeeming power through the gift of repentance and forgiveness. We are all worthy of His love, no matter what we've done. I invite you to turn to Him in your hour of need between now and when I talk to you next. I'm excited to introduce you to one of my sisters in the next podcast. Take care. Thank you for listening to Conversations with My Sisters. I hope this episode inspired you in a useful way. If so, please share it with a young mother you know who could use these encouraging words. Being a mother is the most important thing you will ever do. You are brave, valuable, and worthy of God's love. God loves you, and so do I.